The Alpha Sessions.
Welcome to the Alpha Sessions.
Thank you.
Natalie,
it's great
how are you
to
feeling?
Be here. I'm really happy to be here. Thank you.
I'm happy to have you here. So you were here like 2 years ago?
Yes,
right?
That's correct.
2023. That's insane. Like, yeah, like just even a couple of years ago, I'm just like looking back. I'm like, oh my God, simpler time. And it's just 2 years ago. So you're going to perform a song called You Got Soul.
I am.
Do you want to tell me a little bit about that? Because I'm very intrigued.
Of course. So it was from a collection of songs that I wrote way back in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And during the writing of that, was meant to be an album, I lost my job. And I was working at an estate agent's. I didn't like it, just FYI. But they
fired
me. Yeah,
I was going to say... If you were sad about that, I'm like, girl, you really don't need to be. I feel like you needed to lose that job.
Yeah, and that's exactly the actual point of what inspired You Got Soul. I was a bit annoyed at first. I was like, oh my God, why have I lost this job? But then I thought, I'm going to put this in a song. And it ends up in the second verse of You Got Soul when I say she lost her job apparently for nothing. So that's talking about me. And I kind of thought, you know what? Things happen in life. You might lose the job. You might... like, you know, break up in a relationship or whatever it might be, but it's okay because as long as you got soul, you got soul, then it's fine. Everything's going to be fine. Just kind of look on the brighter side of things. And so that's what it's about.
That, like, because I mean, like, listening to it beforehand, it sounds really sort of like 60s.
Yes, actually more 70s funk.
Yeah,
inspired.
Yeah. 60s, 70s. But yeah. Is there anything that, like, brought that about? Was it just, like, what you were listening to at the time? Or
I was listening to a lot of sort of that kind of material at the time, but the whole body of the album was like that. So there's some nice ballads, kind of 60s, 70s vibes,
nice.
But a lot of it is upbeat 70s funk. And I think at the time that was just my vibe.
That's really cool. Wait, so you said like 2006 you wrote that?
Yeah.
What was the first song you ever wrote? Because that was like, nearly 10 years ago.
So the actual first song I ever wrote, I was, I think, about 7, and it was like a lullaby.
I still have it on
this little piece of paper. I mean, I used to write lyrics and, you know, sort of poems way before I put them together with music. But yeah, so I've been writing a long time.
That is so cool. So it's just kind of always been a part of your life then?
Yeah.
That just feels way more natural. You shouldn't have been going to estate agents. It's just been gone. You should have just gone like straight to music. I feel like that should be
right?
The immediate thought. Yeah. But like you also studied language and translation and everything.
Yes.
That's so impressive.
So when I finished school, I went to uni and studied a BA in French and Spanish. Then finished that and went off and did several other things for many years, like working in an estate agent.
Yeah.
You know, working in shops or whatever. And then in 2013, I decided to go back and do a master's in translation. I wanted to be a freelance translator, which again, I qualified and I did do it for several years, but then the company I was working for closed down and then I started to get back into music in a bigger way. So it kind of just sort of aligned.
What sort of persuaded you to get more into doing music and getting more into the industry?
I never stopped. Like, I've always been gigging and writing and recording, but I wanted to make like a concerted effort to get out there and meet people and write to briefs and things like that. So not only myself as an artist, but writing maybe for other people or for projects and things like that. So I really delved into that really quite deeply while I was working a part-time job as well. I think I just kind of thinking, if I don't do it now, like, I'm going to regret it, like, when I'm old and grey someday, you know?
I don't know. I feel like we're in an age now where people just kind of, and it's especially the younger generation, I feel like we're all just kind of realising that, like, having a certain career path for yourself, it's not like you were born for one career. I think we're all just picking up so many different things that we enjoy, and life is all about experiences.
Yeah, absolutely.
And yeah. I think you've just like fully proven that, because you're capable of so many things, and you're capable of having enjoyment in so many different things. And the purpose of life is not to, you know, have one career for the rest of your life and just build up to the best that you can be in it. The purpose of life is just to enjoy it.
Yeah,
definitely. Like, you're a massive example of that. And you've accomplished, like, a lot. And just, yeah. Obviously, I mean, I haven't heard you speak a lot of languages, but since you've got a master's, I am going to assume you're so good at that, and you've achieved a lot with that as well.
I love languages, and so I'm Greek. So I speak Greek, English, French, Spanish. I'm teaching myself Portuguese currently.
I can barely speak English, if I'm honest with you, babe. I don't know how you do that.
I just love it. And I was actually telling someone this the other day. I feel I can express myself in a sort of deeper, more passionate way in the other languages. Like, when I speak Greek, it's just something that doesn't work in English. Obviously, English can be an expressive language, but when I sing my songs in the other languages, there's just a different attitude about it. Whereas in English, it's just very, it kind of is what it is. I don't know if I'm even explaining this properly, but
I think you kind of are, yeah.
There's just a like, kind of like a that comes out with foreign languages, you know?
No, I do understand. There's like, I mean, yeah, I think a lot of English people will say there's just a lot more passion with other languages, yeah. I feel. I just think English is a language that is not completely passionate. Our entire thing is that we're so not passionate, we just can't be bothered. So everything is literally just like, the only passionate lyrics we can ever think of is "I love you, baby," and then that's like in every song ever. Or "I was in the club and I saw her." See, when I say it, it's like those are the most boring lyrics. It's like, that's because that's all we have.
It's really weird, like, that when songs in Greek are usually about like heartbreak or like passion or like this all really dramatic, you know, and it just makes you feel something. But if you try to sing something like that in English, it can sound a little bit like weird, like it just doesn't.
Yeah, I've noticed this when I tried to translate other songs that I found. For example, like, there's this one that I found in French called Eternal, and I tried to translate the lyrics in English, and I'm like, that doesn't really make much sense, does it? So I think that's kind of cool that you've kind of got your brain to, you know, pick up different things with different languages, because the way we structure sentences are completely different
totally
to
different,
others.
Yeah,
that's just really cool. Do you feel as though, like, it's, I mean, the song that you're going to perform later, even, like, I'm going to bring it up early, Terremoto,
that's it, yeah.
Yeah, like, did you find it easier writing in Spanish for that? Because it is quite a passionate subject.
It's a reggaeton song, and I'm not a fan of reggaeton, but it just evolved into a reggaeton song. And I think I wanted to write a sort of powerful song in Spanish that wasn't a ballad. I wanted to do something upbeat. And I had the idea of using the word terremoto, which means earthquake. And it kind of just, it is actually a very easy song to write. It didn't take too long. But because of what we've just been talking about, it's a lot easier to get a lot of meaning into fewer words in Spanish. And I think I'm very proud of it. I think it worked really well.
Well, you're about to perform You Got Soul. And yeah, I will give it all to you. I cannot wait. You're going to sound amazing, I'm sure. And we'll be right back in a couple of minutes.
Cause if you got soul, then you got it all. There's a boy that I know so well. Fell in love and time stood still. Finally, everything was going right for him, yeah. She's a model in a magazine. Material things, you got just what I need.
You got soul, 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 soul.
Hit me when I say her we could spare. Cause you know she lost her job apparently for nothing. But she doesn't let it get her down. She's gonna turn it all around. Find a friendly face in another place. We'll look at her and say,
you got me so, 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 so.
Hear me when I say, you got it. You know it's true.
You got so, 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 so.
Show them what you got. You got it. You know you do.
Alpha Sessions.
Oh my gosh, what an amazing performance. Like, okay, I'm gonna say this, your voice, I immediately said, I just feel like your voice reminds me of Cher.
And a lot of people say that.
I knew it. Because I stopped myself a little bit there. I'm like, I'm sure she gets this a lot.
Yeah.
Because I get artists, like a specific artist a lot that my voice gets compared to. And after a while, it's like, she's just like, yeah, okay, fine. Like, I get it. Like, but it's more, I'm pretty sure you might get the same thing as me, as you don't hate that you're compared to this artist because they're obviously great. But you are your own artist.
Yeah, that's exactly.
And so
it.
That's why it gets a little bit irritating.
I actually love Cher. I happen to think she's awesome. And I listened to her music for many years. But like you said, I think I'm a result of everything I've ever listened to.
Mm.
So I might sound, when I'm in the lower registers, I might sound a bit like Cher. When I'm in the higher register, I might sound like someone else. Or when I'm actually performing live on stage, the way I move might remind someone of someone else. You know, it's just a result of everything you've ever listened to or watched, I think.
Mm.
But ultimately, it's my kind of sound.
Yeah, that's interesting that you mention different artists and different elements as well, because I notice you have a voice like Cher, but sort of like an attitude of Janis Joplin.
Oh, wow. And I've not heard that before.
Yeah, like, it's just the performance like element of it. It's like, when I'm watching you, I'm not hearing Janis Joplin, but it's like I'm seeing her, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you have kind of like picked up different elements of different artists. And I feel like everybody does.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that Cher, back in the day when she was trying to break out and everything, people would be comparing her to different artists that they've heard before.
Yeah.
So I think everyone really gets that, but it's just because we're all just one big family tree.
Absolutely.
Of artists from the past.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more about Terremoto that you're going to perform for us. Why did you choose to go down a reggaeton vibe? Because it's very different from You Got Soul.
It is. Well, actually, that came out before You Got Soul. But it's... I wanted to write something in Spanish, and I was, while I was writing it, I was kind of thinking, what's going to be more commercial? What's what got the more potential to be more successful in any way? And reggaeton is always a very popular rhythm. I kind of was writing it, and I was getting this like boom, 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 boom kind of vibe. And I was like, okay, this is reggaeton. We're going to go down this road. The song is actually about empowerment. I write a lot about empowerment and never giving up. But this one is a little bit different. It's more like telling the guy, you're trying to control me and I don't like that. And if you don't stop, then I'm going to basically make your life hell. So I'm going to cause an earthquake.
Nice.
And not a good one. You know, so...
Is there a good earthquake?
Well, you know, like, if you kind of be like, you're going to rock my world kind of vibes.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
That kind of earthquake. You know, I'm going to make your life really difficult.
Yeah.
And actually in the song is my good friend Ignacio Arellano. He's from Ecuador. And he's an amazing vocalist, a musician. And I wrote the part and I asked him if he would sing it. And he said yes, thankfully. And he really just adds a certain... authenticity to the song
as
well. And I'm so grateful he's on it. The version I'm going to perform is an acoustic version, but the released version is full production. So.
Yeah, I find that like really cool how different artists can kind of almost complete the song that you've written. It's like, it's not as though the song isn't suited for you. It's like there's somebody missing in this piece,
yes,
you know?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. And obviously, because he's over there, when I perform this song live, usually I do his part. But today I want his voice to be on the recording.
Yeah.
He really just brought the song to life.
Yeah. Is there any, like, artist, though, which hypothetically, in a world where you could just be... like, imagine you're like Prince level of artistry and you say, I want to collaborate with this artist, and immediately they'll drop everything and do it with you. Who would you pick?
I don't really know. It's I do love Christina Aguilera. But I like a lot of sort of 80s artists. I can't even think off the top of my head right now. I'm a huge 80s fan, so I can't think of any names. Maybe Alexander O'Neill, for example. Anyone from that kind of 80s pop soul time. And if I could, in an ideal world, Freddie Mercury, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I was actually going to say, if anybody were to ask me that question, I'm so sorry if like your answer is the same as mine. All of mine are dead. So I can't collaborate with
them. That's how I feel. I mean, Freddie is my ultimate inspiration in so many ways. And I wish I could have seen him perform live. But you know, I was a baby.
Yeah, I mean, this is so crazy because I remember, like, I was a baby, obviously. Like, just I don't remember what year I was when he died. I think like I was alive during Live Aid, which is crazy to me. I just wish that I was born like a couple of decades before.
I totally feel like I was born in the wrong decade.
Because all we can see is like VHS and like just tapes and stuff you can find secondhand and be like, oh, that's what it looked like.
Yeah.
But you can never actually experience it.
Yeah.
And also just like, I feel as though the industry in general has changed a lot, and we're kind of growing into being musicians in this whole new world. How do you think like it compares?
I have to be honest, I don't really like the way things are going or the way things are. I'm not a fan of social media.
Same.
It has its uses. I do understand that, and I have been able to collaborate with a lot of people through social media and as a result of the things I post and things like that. But I kind of feel like we're in a situation where it's not really about the music anymore. It's not about the artist. It's about statistics, or it's about, you know, a video going viral or whatever it might be, how many followers you have and things like that. And I don't like that because I grew up in a time where I would go and buy a cassette or a CD or something, you know. And it wasn't, I wouldn't do it because the person was number one. I might have heard them somewhere and thought, this is a cool song, I'm going to go and buy it, you know. And it's very visually driven as well right now. And, you know, it's there's a lot of pressure to look perfect all the time. I try and make an effort. It's part of my kind of my sort of branding that I've given myself. I'm always very natural.
Mm.
I don't sit and put makeup on for hours before I do like a TikTok or something like that. Yeah. You know, if I've got a photo shoot or a video shoot, obviously, you know, it's a different thing. But I think it's important to realize that, you know, it shouldn't just be about the visuals or the perfection, because even the A-list stars or whatever, they're not perfect all the time.
Exactly. You know? And that must drive them absolutely wild. Like, I always said when I was doing music as a career, I would never want to be famous.
Mm.
Not only because you don't get that private life, which I love my privacy. Mm. I could go weeks without speaking to anybody and just living in a cave. But yeah, like, I just think that the industry in general, like you said, with social media, I think it's going to take a turnaround. I think maybe within the next 10 years, we're all going to realize that social media has gone too far.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think it was a massive mistake to make things like the original ones, like MySpace and Facebook and stuff. I don't think it was a mistake to invent it. I just think it was a mistake to develop it as far as it's gotten, where everything is so perfect and fast paced and everything is an advert. And
everything is an advert, And I feel like, for example, Instagram started as just photos.
Mm.
Then it added the videos, and then it's done the lives or whatever it might be, you know. And again, I know for some people it's great for them, and it has been good to me in some ways, but it's been bad for me in a lot of ways, you know. And I feel like it's like you said, it's just gone a little bit too far, and people want you all the time. If you don't comment, if you don't reply to a comment, people get angry. I've had fans message me and be like, "You didn't reply to my comment." I'm like, I'm sorry, but I don't spend all day on social media. I'm actually making music.
Like, you've got to actually have a life outside of social media to keep up your career, but you also get hate for not being on social media all the time.
It's a very strange mindset.
Anyway, sorry, your song Terremoto, before we're going to go on a tangent on this much more, I'm sure, when we get back. But for now, we're gonna go to the beautiful song Terremoto.
Thank you.
And yeah, we'll see you in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Yo no quiero nada más. No vale nada que el amor. Si no me das la libertad, tu prisionera no soy yo. Tú no te crees que soy capaz. Una chiquita como yo. Te pido, déjame en paz. Y nos decimos el adiós. No pido permiso, una vez te aviso. Ya ni lo intentes más. Te quedas solito, ay, qué pena, chiquito. Hoy yo me voy a burlar. Ten cuidado, cuidado, que puedo hacerte daño. Esa mamita y mamita, tan dura como yo. Ten cuidado, cuidado, yo sigo aquí cantando. Terremoto, terremoto, te caigo como terremoto, oh, 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 oh. Tú no me puedes escapar, yo soy la mala suerte,
oh, oh, oh.
Ya no me puedes controlar, dueña de mi destino, yo te he devuelto la jugada, ya se acabó entre los dos, y ahora vas a lamentar, sobre tu tumba bailo yo. No pido permiso, una vez te aviso, ya ni lo intentes más. Te quedas solito, ay, qué pena, chiquito, hoy yo me voy a burlar. Ten cuidado, cuidado, que puedo hacerte daño. Esa mamita, linda mamita, tan dura como yo. Ten cuidado, cuidado, yo sigo aquí cantando. Y mi voz hace temblar la tierra. Terremoto, te caigo como terremoto, oh, 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 oh.
Nati, no te vayas.
¡Woo!
¿Para qué estás triste? ¿Por qué te fuiste? Son tonterías todo lo que me dijiste. Estás peligrosa, pina de rosa. Ya ni comprendo nada, dime otra cosa. ¿Para qué me quedes solita? Mami, te necesito. Y si me das el permiso, todo puedo cambiar. Te lo prometo, baby, vuelve otra vez. A ti te quiero, ¿por qué no lo ves?
Ten cuidado.
The Alpha Sessions.
And we're back.
Sorry, I'm just a little bit cold.
It's okay. I'm a little bit cold too, but I left my coat in the other room. So, yeah, I'm just kind of like suffering through it. But you know what? I'm from the north of England. Okay. I'm kind of built for this. North of England, we have like a thing where we don't go out. Like, we don't go out clubbing and wear a coat because coats are for one thing, shoplifting. And
no! That's oh my God.
That's like our motto. If you see a girl out with a coat, you're just like, she's not from here. So yeah, Terremoto, I mean, it's just so beautiful. I rarely get to hear songs sang in Spanish, obviously, because like living in England and not speaking the language, obviously. But when I do, my God, it just sounds, I can tell it's more passionate than English and I don't even have to understand the words. Yeah, you're gonna perform another song for us.
I am.
Catch 22.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about what this is all about?
I can. And actually, this is a really special song because it was released in 2020. So it was recorded and released in 2020 when everyone was at home. And it was a song that really introduced my music to a wider fan base, particularly Latin America and Brazil. They're wonderful fans, and I released it, I wrote it about not a personal experience, but more like when you're in a relationship and you know that you should leave, but your heart won't let you, you know you should listen to your head. That's why the title is Catch 22. And it's basically, I call it dramatic pop ballad because it's quite dramatic. And I feel it's a relatable experience. We can all sort of say we've been through something like that. But yeah, it's a special song.
It's also sort of like, I've noticed that you just have so many different genres about you. It's like every single song I'm hearing, it's literally just kind of like we're in this decade of time and now we're in this decade of time.
Yeah.
I love that so much. Do you feel as though that comes into the music that you listen to as well? Maybe that's...
Yes, I think so. But mostly it's because, you know, I'm an independent artist. I'm unsigned. I've got no one telling me what to do. And I like to release singles. I feel like doing an album, and it's just myself and my husband that write and record and do all these songs. So we're just a duo, and it's a lot of work to do an album. And we just don't have that ability right now to do the whole album. So with each single, we just change up the genre, and we're inspired by so many different things. I love all types of music. For example, I have an upcoming song that's reggae. I love all music, and I want to experiment with it. I want to see what I can do, how far I can push myself, and it's fun. It's fun, especially when we do the music videos. I change up my image.
Yeah,
you know, I'm like an 80s pop girl in one. I'm a, you know, something else. In my song Battle Scars, it was kind of 70s rock. It's just fun, and it just makes the whole experience more fun. And I think my fans like that too. The changing up of the genre.
That's nice. Do you feel as though, like, because I mean, I didn't know that you write everything with your partner. Like, do you feel as though, like, that brings you close, like, closer together sometimes?
Well, it's how we met. We met in the studio.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's cool.
So it's kind of been there since the beginning. But I think we just understand each other. So if I have an idea, I might go, you know, I want it to go, and he'll be like, and it just kind of works out. So, okay, we do have disagreements from time to time. But, you know, we come to an agreement in the end.
Yeah, I just kind of thought, because obviously you've got to be pouring your heart out in your songs. It's very much just like everything that's going on in your mind and your heart is coming out on yes. paper and then out into music, and you have to create that together.
Yeah.
So obviously you have to understand each other in order to make that.
Yes.
Do you find that that comes like really easy?
It is, yeah. It's I'm very lucky.
Yeah. so lucky. I wish I had a partner that could do stuff like that with me. That would be really cool. I mean, mine does film, which is like really cool, but yeah, I do more fashion designing and stuff, so it's like, because his cable talk and my fashion designing talk, it sometimes just goes like, we don't understand right. what's going on. But yeah, it's nice that you have that to share with somebody, especially like with Catch 22 and everything, because that is like a really like, yeah, it's a very emotional subject.
Yeah, and as I said, that's not a personal experience per yeah. se, but I've seen it. I know people that have been through it, and it was a song that really just came very naturally to me when we wrote it. So. Mm.
Yeah, it sounds very sort. That one does actually sound very Christina Aguilera, I found.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Yeah, which then you mentioned before, and I'm like, oh, I hear that in Catch 22. Yeah, that's really cool. And you find that like also it's like, I don't know. Do you feel like you get into a different sort of persona or character with these different genres as well?
Yes, absolutely.
That's really yeah. cool. Sort of like a David Bowie sort of thing.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. It's, and again, it's just fun, you know, because I'm my usual kind of self is quite, you know, I'm quite shy. I'm quite, you know, I don't cause any trouble kind of thing. But when I'm writing my songs, I can be a whole different character. Like like with Battle Scars that I mentioned, it's angry. It's really angry. Mm. People were like, whoa, like we didn't know you could be that angry, you know. And then I have another song called Echoes, which is really sad. You know, and it's just nice to put on a different persona every now and then.
You should get into costumes, although this is like the fashion designer costume.
I like dress speaking. Up, I like costumes.
I'm just kind of like, I can just imagine you like getting into different costumes for these different characters, and like the hair and the makeup, that could be really fun.
Yes, like, oh. I love all that.
And that would be really, really fun. Yeah, so sorry, I'm going to get back to what we were talking about before with like the music industry and social media and stuff, because I was just loving where that was heading.
Okay.
So yeah, basically like, I mean, when it comes to trying to get like songs, do you push to try and get songs viral on TikTok even though you don't have like a great opinion on it?
It's not that I'm not particularly pushing, but I will use my song.
Yeah.
You know? So I'll make a little, either a lip sync thing, you know, with the song and write a caption or something, or I might tell the people about the song, you know. I'm not trying to, like, I'm not kind of racking my brain about how to go viral. I'm making what I think is appropriate for my music and for me. And see where it goes, basically. Yeah, so I mean, you have to use these tools to try and promote your music, but it's not a goal of mine to go viral. In fact, I lie, I have gone viral once, but not for my music. Which is insane. I was at a gig and I was filming this gig, and I had a jumper on and I had a little top underneath the jumper, and I got hot, so I took the jumper off and it got caught on my ring. So I posted this video because it was funny. It was like an outtake.
Mm.
And it went viral because I was removing a layer of clothing. It's got like over 1 million views now.
Oh.
And I had all these random guys coming in and saying inappropriate things. And I was just like, this is an outtake. It's not meant to be anything other than an... Like, it was crazy. And none of my singing has gone viral. None of my music.
I get you completely.
That went viral.
It's so aggravating when you can spend so much time on these videos trying to rack your brain through the algorithm and everything. And the silly videos that took no time at all are the ones that you'll remember for.
I posted it as an afterthought. It was like, I've got nothing to post this week. Oh, this is funny. Let me cut this up and put it in. And it's just insane. This is why I'm not trying to go viral at all. I'm just posting my music because I want my music to be heard by the right people. Maybe there's someone that's going through a similar experience and they hear it and they can connect with it. And to me, that's more important, I think.
Do you think also this like this sort of realization on what social media and TikTok is for music, do you think that we're going to bring back more gigging and like live performance element into the industry? Maybe
I would really like that.
I mean, yeah, I'm saying it more because I'm hoping it, really.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, I used to I used to do a lot of open mics, for example, and a lot of those have closed down now. And I used to do a lot more gigs because it was really the only way you could be heard and like be heard by the right people, or, you know, to find new fans. But now it's just like, oh yeah, I'm going to go live on whatever platform, and it's not the same. I mean, I do go live 3 times a week on a platform called Stage It, which has been great for me because it's been an income. It's ticketed, and I get tips as well. And that's been wonderful, and I'm so, so grateful for that. But it's not the same as performing on stage.
Yeah,
with an audience.
It's the feeling you want to get that you're doing it.
Yeah.
And it's,
and with, like, a live musician, you know, because I'm using backing tracks. And it's it's a catch-22, I guess. It's, you know, you're grateful for it in one sense, but it's just not the same. It doesn't compare, and that's what we want as musicians. We want to be on stage singing live.
That's what the job that
performing,
we want.
Yeah,
that's what we signed up for.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we're not able to get the proper job like that we signed up for unless we've got a massive following, or unless we're signed and stuff.
Yes.
And it's crazy to me that we won't get the job that we're trying to work towards getting a job.
Yes.
That's crazy.
It is. I've never thought about it like that, but it is insane.
Yeah. Catch 22, by the way. Beautiful segue, because I'm about to bring us to your final song that you're going to perform for us.
You pulled the trigger on our love. You shot us down. Holy water can save us now. Us down, and now you got blood on your fingers. The won't wash away with my tears. You're crawling under my skin for forgiveness. The voices in my mind tell me this is suicide, but I'm caught in the middle. You have a mind just to walk away, but baby, see, I got no soul without you, honey. You see, I just can't breathe. In my veins, from your every kiss, with every lie, feel the dagger twist. I can't live without it. Blood on my fingers, it won't wash away with my tears. You're calling under my skin for forgiveness. The voices in my mind tell me this is suicide.
For sessions.
Oh my gosh, like that. Yeah, like, beautiful way to end the whole thing off. Thank you so much for being here and showing us all of these different genres. yeah, have you got anything coming up? Can we look forward to any new projects or what?
I do have, my plan is to release 3 singles this year, and one of them should be out in the summer. I'll probably be announcing a release date soon.
Mm.
And then there'll be 2 more, and all completely different genres, just to put that in there.
I would expect nothing less, obviously.
I'm doing a lot of collaborating with, I have like another side of me, which is a dance vocalist.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Totally different.
We've got like, some Eurovision going on here.
Kind of more like 90s diva.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I've been doing that alongside my own stuff for the sort of past 7 years. So there'll be more of those coming out alongside my stuff. And yeah, we'll just keep going and see where it takes me.
That's really, really cool. But yeah, it's been amazing having you.
Thank you. I've enjoyed
this chat so much.
Thank you so much.
And yeah, all the best. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
The Alpha Sessions.